This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, welcome back to it. Right to Work has been a conversation we've had here in Michigan for a long time, ever since Right to Work got ushered in, was at the end of 2013. I've been here for a while. And these conversations going on around the country, some embrace the idea of Right to Work, and some, especially those in the labor movement, very strongly against such a thing. Vinny Vernuccio here, labor expert for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Vinny, welcome to the program.
Hey, morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. I'm looking at a study here that says right-to-work laws could disproportionately impact black workers in a negative way. That sounds unusual to me. What can you tell me?
Well, I can tell you that half of it is true. Right-to-work laws, and you're specifically talking about a study that's looking at Missouri that said that there's, you know, larger minority union membership or a larger number of minorities are represented by unions in the show-me state. So right-to-work would impact them. It would give them the freedom to choose whether or not to pay a union and still keep their jobs. It would take away the union's ability to get them fired if those workers decided not to pay the union, didn't think the union was giving them a good value. So in that case, yeah, it would affect them.
Yeah, so here's, I'm going to pull another line from this article, the article who says black workers would be negatively impacted. Right-to-work laws actually restrict the rights of workers by cutting the financial support going to unions, thus limiting the ability of unions to help workers bargain for better wages, benefits, and working conditions. So says this report from EPI. How do you respond to that?
Do you like how they spin rights in that line right there?
Yeah. But
once again, all Right to Work does is it takes away a union's ability to get a worker fired for not paying them.
That's it.
It doesn't affect workers' rights at all. They can still join unions. They can still collectively bargain. They can still bargain over wages, hours, working conditions. Anything they could bargain over before a Right to Work law, they can bargain over after a Right to Work law. And Steve, as we go on, you know, I could love to chat with you about how much wages are going up in Right to Work states and how they're outpacing wages in the non-Right to Work states.
Well, here's the thing, Vinny,
and cost of living, workers are actually making more.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, you look at what's going on in the economy in Michigan, and I don't know where you call home, but here in Michigan, I can tell you this: we have more jobs open every day than we have people apparently willing to fill them. I mean, you can drive around all over here, and it'll say help wanted, now hiring, inquire within. All of these things are everywhere around Michigan. I've seen the same thing in Ohio and Indiana and other places I've traveled. So I know that the economy is booming here. I know it's not unique to Michigan. In fact, our unemployment rate is still higher than the national average of 3.9%, which is unbelievable, 3.9% unemployment. So as you look at the right to work, a whole lot of people have the right to work. They're called Americans. You know, I mean, you just go out there and get a job.
And actually, Steve, I call Michigan home. I'm right outside Ann Arbor down here in southeast Michigan. And I tell you, I moved back here in 2012, and it was the best move I ever did.
See, there you go. And you know what? You hit something important there, Vinny, because what I see going on right now is a homecoming of sorts in Michigan. And you're maybe the lead guy. Maybe you started it. You started a movement, Vinny. Congratulations, because in 2007, 8, 9, people were going the other direction. They were leaving Michigan because the job market was so poor, and now there's a homecoming of sorts, and I'm hearing it in construction and elsewhere, and you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. In fact, I left in late 2007 after I graduated from school because I couldn't find a job.
Exactly.
But luckily, in 2012, I came back because I had one and I wanted to get back here. And the beautiful thing is, you know, right after I got back, we passed Right to Work. And, Steve, as you know, it was night and day. I mean, the old joke of last one in Michigan, turn out the lights, is
sure
completely untrue anymore. Jobs are up. Wages are up. Property values are up. You name it, Michigan is doing so much better.
In fact, I would say maybe
pass Right to Work.
Maybe on your way back into the state, could you pick up some light bulbs because we're running short? I mean, honestly, it is so bright in Michigan right now. Every place you go, there are jobs. Please bring some light bulbs with you so we can light up some more parts of the state, and it's good for everybody. Vinny Vernuccio here with us today, and Right to Work's been in place here in Michigan for several years. I don't see. I mean, basically, what this story is trying to say here is that Right to Work is racist. That's what it's trying. I mean, that's the connotation here. Right to Work is racist because it'll hurt black employees. I mean, everything, if you don't have an argument, try to tie it to racism. Do whatever you can to try to tie it to race. Isn't that the game?
Well, you know what, Steve? You could talk about that better than I can, but you look at the way they're trying to make these logical leaps. They're saying that, you know, these minorities, you know, they have higher union membership, so they're going to be more affected by a right-to-work law, which is correct. They're going to get more of an ability to choose thanks to the right-to-work law. But then they're saying, well, you know, right-to-work states, and they're talking about wages. And by the way, those numbers are simply untrue, especially when you factor in cost of living, and they're trying to make a connection. And it just does not.
It's just not there. It's a tenuous connection at best. That's why I say the takeaway for a casual observer who, you know, speeds by the newsstand or catches a quick glimpse of it on TV would say, oh, it's bad for black workers. Oh, it must, you know, have some racial component. It doesn't. But that's what's being put forth. That's the spin, if you will. So in August, voters in Missouri will decide. Is that my understanding? Voters are going to decide in Missouri the right-to-work situation there and what happens next?
Yeah, so this is what happened out there in Missouri. And, you know, I was out there quite a bit, as was the Mackinac Center over the years, talking to the citizens of that state about right to work, about the freedoms and the economic benefits that it can bring forward. And actually, last year, Missouri passed the right to work law. They became, I believe it was the 28th state in the country to give workers that freedom to choose. However, unions didn't like it, and they got petitions, and they put it on the ballot. And most recently, the legislature was able to decide when that question was going to go in front of workers, and it's going in, go in front of voters, and it's going in front of them this August in their primary ballot. So they're actually going to be able to vote on whether or not unions should be able to get workers fired for non-payment.
So let me ask you this. Why would they do it in August, Vinny? Seems unusual to me. Why wouldn't you just put on the general ballot in November? Obviously, there's always strategy in politics, and there's some reason to do it this way. Obviously, you'll have a very low voter turnout in the primaries compared to a general, especially in an off-year election. I guess they're looking for low voter turnout, whoever put this forth in an effort to overturn the law of the land.
You know what? I just stay on the policy end. I'm going to leave politics up to the politicians. So maybe you can give somebody a call out there. But yeah, I'm not going to opine on their motivations.
I understand. But in fairness, though, right-to-work laws in the 28 states currently works to the benefit of more workers by far than the other way around, than the argument being put the other direction. Is that fair to say?
In right-to-work states, there's higher job growth, there's lower unemployment, there's higher wage growth. When you factor in cost of living, workers are making more. So, yeah, I'd say right-to-work is pretty darn good for both workers, taxpayers, and the state economy.
I think we'll leave it right there. Vinny Vernuccio, labor expert, Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Well done, Vinny. Thank you for being here.
Dave, thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll talk soon. There he goes, Vinny Vernuccio, on his way out the door. A lot of things for him to get done today. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Hey, tell them Steve sent you. I've had Wolverine since long before I ever did radio. Trust me on that. Wolverine, it is the premier water treatment company. And you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.